11 and what's on? Well, there's a leading guitar virtuoso of his generation, known as Richard Durrant. He's an indie classical composer and concert guitarist, and he will be performing at the Flavel in Dartmouth on May the 7th. He's a composer and recording artist who defies categorization, apparently, and he is one of the leading guitar virtuosos of his generation who uniquely performs standing up. So that's the Flavel in Dartmouth on May the 7th. If Rod Gilbert is your comedian, then When Life Gives Rod Lemons, in his last show, The Book of John, Rod was dealing with some pretty pungent life citrus and an idiot called John, apparently. Little did he know that things were about to turn even more sour. But Rod's not bitter, and he's bouncing back and feeling remarkably zesty with his new touring show, Rod Gilbert and the Giant Grapefruit, which visits the Great Hall at Exeter University on Saturday, the 7th of February at 8 p.m. There's an exciting quartet by Bristol-based saxophonist and composer Alex Merritt, and they're coming to Colstock Arts Centre on Saturday, January the 31st. And the quartet brings together four distinctive improvisers and voices on their respective instruments to interpret original material of Alex's that draws inspiration from both classical composers such as Maurice Ravel, Olivier Messiaen and Henri Dutel, as well as a host of contemporary jazz influences. That's Saturday, January the 31st. If you're maybe a little older like myself, then you might remember the legendary Folk Rockers Fairport Convention. And they're ringing in the new year with their all-new spring tour and will be visiting Exeter's Corn Exchange in March. That's on March the 26th. That's a Thursday at 7:30 p.m. That's at Exeter's Corn Exchange. Another bit of a blast from the past with Toya, the High Priestess of Punk, who is set to visit South Devon in March. Her role in Quadrophenia made her a household name, and soon after she gate-crashed the charts with It's a Mystery, I Want to Be Free and Thunder in the Mountains as the album Anthem earned a gold disc and Brit Awards Best Female, as well as a Brit nomination for a British Breakthrough Act. Her show is at Paignton's Palace Theatre on March the 27th. Exeter Northcote Theatre and Exeter Phoenix have announced the return of Scratch Night Partnership to support Southwest artists after huge success last time. The second Scratch Night will take place at Exeter Phoenix Auditorium on February the 23rd, and this offers artists the opportunity to showcase work in progress in front of a live audience. Well, we've just got over the Glitter Ball, but here the Glitter Ball tour takes us to the road and heads for Devon. And it says, get ready to sparkle on the dance floor as Strictly the Professionals is returning to Plymouth Pavilions this spring, and it's bigger, bolder, and even more breathtaking. And that is on May the 23rd and 24th. Now, of course, it's panto time. Oh, yes, it is. And I can hear some of you groaning in the background already. And it's off to the woods we go with Robin and Co. Tedburn Amateur Dramatic Society certainly know how to entertain, and they look forward to welcoming audiences to their next production, which takes to the stage this weekend. Rehearsals have been going well for Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood by the Creative, and the curtain goes up for the show in Tedburn St Mary Village Hall at 2:30 p.m. on January the 25th, 7:30 p.m. on January the 29th and 30th, and a 2:30 and 7:30 performances on January 31st. Family fun is assured. Tad's having a long history of entertaining packed audiences, and this year's pantomime supports Dementia UK, Devonair Ambulance, and the Deaf Academy. So that's something to look forward to. Even more to look forward to, if you keep right on to the end of this recording, you might hear a few panto jokes. Be warned. And that's it for What's On This Week.